I picked up the faded yellow orb and inspected the surface. When I poked it, it gave a little. It made squishy sounds. Perfect. Beyond ripe. This grapefruit held the hopes of every Wilson Junior High student riding bus 143, but they didn't know it yet. A tired engine groaned, and we all turned our heads as brakes squealed and our huge yellow metal Wasp slowed to pick us up. Herman peered at us from behind aviator sunglasses and scrawny gray sideburns. He made us wait until our jostling stopped, then yanked the door open, allowing us to enter his world. If you forgot your pass, he'd make everyone wait while he took down your name to be reported, no doubt, to Gestapo headquarters. I scurried past and positioned myself towards the back. When the bus was full, he barked at his captives. Not a sound, nothing. I admired his brevity, but hated him for his intolerance. We flew down Michelinda Avenue past gray gravel lawns and rusting pink flamingos. As we neared the bottom, I got into position. My years of bowling and marbles, it all mattered now. The exact moment, the proper thrust, and unimpeded path, like the cogs in some colossal wheel, everything was in place. Herman checked his rearview mirror one last time. This was his favorite moment of the day, slamming on the brakes, watching his lemmings get thrown into the seats in front of them. I'm sure it was the only thing that made him smile. I handed my books to the boy next to me and nodded just the way Jim Brown did before he sprinted across the German compound in the Dirty Dozen. I braced my left arm against the seat in front of me and rocked my right arm in the aisle like a grandfather clock pendulum, the grapefruit nearly falling apart in my hand. Herman's arms flexed as he prepared to hit the brakes. He'd never waited this long before. Herman's legs plunged and everyone flew forward. I pushed against the inertia through my backswing, then released and let gravity and physics do the rest. The grapefruit skipped across the black rubber floor mat, small jets of citrus pus escaping. Just before the bus screeched to its stop, a seismic splat. It hit full force into the dashboard. Warm, rancid grapefruit shrapnel launched in all directions. Herman must have taken 50 hits. Everyone gasped. Herman screamed, "What the?" He stood and spun around. Rotted grapefruit chunks dripped from his sunglasses. Then, at the back of the bus, a titter began, followed by a ripple that surged forward until every one of the students laughed like they never had before. The next day, a new bus driver appeared who played the radio and didn't check bus passes. We were safe again in the belly of our dull yellow Wasp, where we could make the sounds young teenagers do when they free themselves from tyranny.